Das Chazor is echinish b'loch echesu shvagav v'am Yehudim zech nasan torim daf tes. Zok the Mishnah, if a person says, like the neder of Rishoyim, meaning a neder, because righteous people, tzaddikim, don't make nedarim at all. So when he says the neder of Rishoyim, it's like saying a neder. So it's an effective neder, either in regard to Naziris, either in regard to a neder, or to regard to a Naziris, or to a carbon, or to a shua. If a person says, like the neder of ksherim, it's not an effective neder, because ksherim, tzaddikim, don't make nedarim. If he says, like the nedavois of the ksherim, they do give nedavois, and therefore it's an effective neder with regard to neder, a Naziris, or a carbon. Furthermore, maybe the person meant to say that he's not making a neder like that of the Rishoyim, and therefore it shouldn't be a neder at all. So why isn't it an effective neder? Shmuel said, the mission is discussing where after saying, like the neder of Rishoyim, he adds, am I? If he says, so he's like the neder of Rishoyim, am I? Which would mean that he's saying he's a neder. Or he says, on me, which would mean that he's obligating himself to a carbon. Or he says, from it, which would obligate himself as a shua. For acting a mar, maybe when he says, am I, like the neder of Rishoyim, am I, he doesn't mean to say that I'm a nazir. Maybe he means to say that I'll observe a fast, a tainus. Shmuel said, the case is where there's a nazir walking by him as he makes this statement. For acting a mar, why is he subject to a shua? That he's not allowed to eat something when he says, like the neder of Rishoyim, from it. Maybe he means that he will eat from it, in which case he shouldn't be over if he doesn't eat from it. Rava said, the case is where he specifically said he will not eat from it. Aye, then what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that it's considered to be a shvua, and he is therefore obligated to live by it, even though he didn't use a lashon of a shvua at all. The Mishnah said, kinidrei kishayim loy omar klum, kinidvaisam nadar v'chulu. Who's the Tana who holds that it's inappropriate to make a neder, but it is appropriate to make a nedava? It seems not to be Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda of Ebraisa, because Ebraisa says, Rabbi Meir says, Darshan is a pasuk to teach that it's better to never make a neder at all, even if you end up fulfilling the promise. Rabbi Yehuda says the best is if someone makes a neder and fulfills it. But we see neither of them makes a difference between a neder and a nedava. Mar said we can say that our mission follows Rabbi Meir. And in the Braisa, over here that we just taught, he was referring to a neder, not to a nedava. A nedava is okay to make. It's actually a good thing to make. In fact, our mission says, if he says, like the nedavas of ksherim, because they do give nedavas, it's an effective neder in regard to a neder or naziris or a carbon. We see that they make nedar, because it says it's an effective neder, it says. So obviously they make a neder. The Mar says, change that word to read, it's an effective nedava. For whatever it is, or for Naziris, or for carbon. For acting Gemara, presumably a neder should not be made because of the risk that it will not be fulfilled. So why isn't making a nedava better? The chayyah should be frowned upon for the same reason that maybe you won't fulfill the nedava that you promised, that you made a nedava. Gemara said, no, it's a good thing. The nedava is a good thing when it's done like Hillel used to do, who would make a nedava of a carbon and not make it kaddish until it was already in the Azara, meaning at the entrance of the Azara. By doing so, it prevented any violation of the nedava. So Gemara says, this is very good to say that you can explain how a carbon can be brought as a nedava in a righteous way. But how will a nedava of Naziris be able to be done in that way? Mara says, the case would be as we find in a braisa that teaches that Shimon HaTzadik said that he never ate from the ashram of a tamei nazir, except for once, when he saw that a nazir had absolute pure intention, because he had accepted Naziris so that he should be able to cut off his hair for the sake of Hashem, to go against his Yetzihara. Such a promise of Naziris, being of such pure intent, would clearly not be violated, and that would be considered a righteous thing. That would be like on the level of a nedava of Naziris. Rav Mani asked, why is it that he didn't eat from the asham of a tamei nazir, presumably because it was being brought for an avera? All ashamites are always being brought for an avera, and therefore he shouldn't have eaten from any asham. Rabbi Yaina said, the reason is that when a nazir becomes tamei, and he has to then start recounting his days in Naziris, we're afraid that he begins to regret having accepted the Naziris upon himself, because he thought it's only going to be 30 days, now it becomes 60 or 90 or more whenever he became Tameh. And that leads possibly to the entire promise of Naziris in his mind becoming somewhat nullified, even though it's not nullified in Halacha, but still in his mind he has Harata for having accepted it, thereby making the carbon as if it's somewhat of a chulin that's being brought liazar, and which should have never been brought as a carbon for the first place. And that's why Naziris of a Tamei Dika Nazir, he felt, was different. In fact, Amar, based on this reasoning, he should not have eaten from the Tahir, from a Tahir Nazir either, because maybe even a Tahir Nazir regrets having accepted the Naziris upon himself. Amar says, if he only keeps his original planned term, he says 30 days, he kept 30 days, 60, whatever he accepted, he doesn't regret it, because he knew what he was accepting upon himself, and he took it. And the carbon is therefore a valid carbon. It's only when he becomes tameh, thereby increasing the days he has to keep in his ears, that's when he begins to regret it. But within the story that he brought with this person who accepted the ganz l'shem shemayim, even though that was also he became tameh, but he accepted it with such pure intention that clearly he would have zero charata, even though it was extending the time in the years that he originally accepted upon himself.